SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The U.S. House has voted to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over the Biden administration's handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. In a historic rebuke of a sitting cabinet secretary, the Republican majority was determined to try again to impeach Mayorkas after having failed last week. Tuesday evening's vote was tight even with the arrival of Majority Leader Steve Scalise, who had been away from Washington for cancer care. Speaker Mike Johnson's threadbare majority could not spare the defections or absences in the face of staunch Democratic opposition to impeaching Mayorkas. The final vote was 214 to 213. Republicans are trying to make good on their priorities as they criticize the Biden administration's handling of a record number of illegal migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. President Biden says Donald Trump's comments about Russia and NATO are dangerous and un-American. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president is disgusted with Trump for saying he would allow Russia to do whatever it wants to NATO member nations that he thinks aren't paying enough in defense spending.
It's dumb. It's shameful. It's dangerous. It's un-American.
He condemned the former president's remarks, saying when America gives its word, it means something.
When we make a commitment, we keep it. And NATO is a sacred commitment.
And he vowed to uphold America's commitment to the alliance. Greg Clugston, The White House.
An unusual special election in New York City's suburbs could be a bellwether in the fight for control of Congress. Tuesday's election pits Democrat Tom Suozzi against Republican Mazie Pilip. Suozzi is a former congressman. Pilip is a county lawmaker. They're competing in a district in Queens and Long Island that became vacant after George Santos was expelled from Congress late last year. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 524 points. This is SRN News. An Ohio city drops criminal charges against a pastor.
A municipal prosecutor in Bryan has dismissed code violation charges against Chris Avell over his around-the-clock ministry to the homeless and others in need of help, even as the two sides work to end the dispute that has landed in federal court. The pastor has countersued the city, accusing Bryan officials of harassment and intimidation. He says he wants to serve all the people of the small town, less than 9,000 people in northwestern Ohio. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nicaragua has declared all-out war on the Catholic Church. 19 priests were kicked out of the country last year, and there were dozens of incidents of harassment. Protestants are being targeted, too, and exiles say 2024 will probably be worse. The persecution has become so pervasive that it's silencing criticism of the authoritarian government and even mentions of the repression from Nicaraguan pulpits. This is SRN News. A half million people in the Australian state of Victoria were left without power after several transmission towers collapsed during powerful storms.
There are reports that this is the biggest power cut that the state of Victoria has ever seen. And more broadly, southeastern Australia is one of the world's most fire-prone regions. And climate experts say that generally speaking, at this time of the year, the weather is very hot and dry. And also many native plants are extremely combustible. On top of that, you have the clear dangers of climate change. So for the people of the southern state of Victoria today, it has been a dangerous, unpredictable and very uncertain day.
The BBC's Phil Mercer. The death toll from the wildfire in Lahaina climbed to 101 after Maui police confirmed the identity of a 76-year-old man. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.